Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Bert Show.
I think I'm trying to keep a secret from my kids today, and that secret is that I am leaving the show here in just a couple of minutes to take off and do, what's it called? A date with a dear one with Asa. Asa asked me to go with him to school this morning.
Cute.
And I guess like the parents and stuff, they all hang out and they go see the classroom and all that. And this just kind of blends into where I'm at in my life right now is that I've never been able to do this kind of things with my kids before. I never went to these. I think I went to one donuts with dad, maybe with Hollis, and Hayden's still pissed that I never went with him. But now with this new life on October 24th, I'm going to be able to do more stuff like this. So because we're leaving on October 24th, I'm like, you know what? I don't know how many times I'm going to be able to do this with Asa, so I'm going to take off today.
Okay.
all right, so I am looking forward to listening to this flashback here because this was so long ago. This is 23 years ago. We had a co-host on the show at the time. Her name was Lindsay. We talked a little bit about her yesterday. She came from the Seattle real world, right? And I was really convinced that she would really be very vulnerable on the air. I mean, she's done reality TV before, and she was from time to time, but not as much as what the show needed, right? But there was one instance, and I don't remember the details on how they met, where they met. I just remember them dating. So Lindsay started dating this guy named Frenchie, had this French accent, right? And they had been going out with each other. It wasn't even all that long. I didn't even remember that until Tommy brought it up this morning. 5.5 weeks they were dating. And I don't know if at the time Jeff knew this dude was going to call up and propose. I have no recollection of knowing this was going to happen at all, but it went sideways really fast. And I haven't heard this thing in 23 years. So this is her turning him down when he proposes marriage to her on the show.
Good morning, Frenchie.
Well, hey.
Dude, I heard that you were supposed to come out here for like a weekend and you ended up staying out here for 10 days.
Yes. Definitely 10 days, yeah. And if I could have stayed more, I would have stayed more, definitely.
What is it that you like about Lindsay?
What is it that I like about Lindsay, huh?
Yeah.
She has a personality that totally took me, and she's extremely kind, and that touches me very much. Her personality was exactly what I was thinking, and she's totally incredible woman.
How is Lindsay different from the other women that you've dated before?
What it is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that she's not playing games. She's not trying to be who she's not. That is extremely, I think, very, very refreshing to meet somebody who's not afraid of being who they are and accept who they are. And I think that's what comes the true beauty of her.
Did your other relationships progress this quickly?
No. I mean, I've never felt like that. And I feel that it's me who's coming out. You understand? I'm being me, and I love being me around her.
Wow. Oh. That's very, I mean, God, every woman wants to hear that. Yeah. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
All right. The floor is yours now. And all you got to do again is promise us that Lindsay doesn't know anything about what you're about to say.
No. I do promise you.
That's it.
Okay, Frenchie, the floor is yours.
So, Cherie, you're there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Okay. So, you remember on Saturday when we went to look at the houses?
Yes.
There was one that we liked very much.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like one with the old hardwood floor and a lot of wood all over?
Yeah.
Well, that's the one we liked very much, correct? So yesterday when I came back to Aspen, I called the realtor and I asked the lady to send me all the specs about the house.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm going to put a bid on the on this house and buy it.
Wow. So you're moving to Atlanta?
Not exactly like that, no, because my business is here.
So,
but I want to buy a house. I want Lindsay to live in it. And the reason why, you know, I want to do that is because, you know, after those 10 years, I realized that spending 24 hours away from her is like if I have, you know, a big hole in my life. And I felt like I left really the most important thing, you know, back in Atlanta. And I felt I left my heart over there.
Oh.
Wow. That'd be a big, big house for you, Lindsay, and your heart.
And why am I doing that is because, the question that I have, and I know it's not the most beautiful nor romantic way to to say or to ask this question, but Lindsay, will you marry me?
So Lindsay's boyfriend of 5 weeks, Frenchie, proposes to her on the air, and she needs some time to think about it, so she takes one day, calls him back on the air, and gives him her answer. Frenchie?
Yes, hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. It's Bird and Lindsay and Melissa and Jeff and Crash.
Hey, ça va, mon petit bonhomme?
All right, Linz, at this point, whatever you want to do, it's up to you.
Hi.
Hey, Sherry.
How are you?
Tired.
Are you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean, we apologize for calling you this early in the morning.
No. I was very busy yesterday, that's all.
Yeah, we both had a long day, didn't we?
Yeah, and a long night as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. So we talked yesterday and you proposed to me. You asked me if I'd marry you.
yes.
And you threw me for a loop, a big one.
Well, like that, nothing is expected with the French people.
You better believe that. I mean, we had the best time. We spent 10 days together and 5 weeks together, but I just didn't know that you were going to go there at this point because it's been so soon.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But I'm flattered that you asked me, and I think it's very exciting. And that's nice. I don't know if that's what you want to hear, but, and that's something that, that's somewhere I think that I would love to go with you. But just not yet. I think, because it's been such a short period of time, I think we need to keep getting to know one another and keep seeing each other as much as possible and getting closer and closer because we've gotten so close so far. I've never been this close to anybody ever other than my family. And outside of my family, I love you more than anybody in the world. And I never thought I'd be able to say that to somebody after 5 weeks. But this is a very serious thing and I want to make sure that, you know, we can turn 80 and 90 together, and that might be sooner for you since
you're older. What about 100? What's the
thing
with that?
Yeah, I'll be 90 and you'll be 100 then, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But,
okay.
I want to make sure that you're okay with that, though. And you understand why.
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, yesterday I was thinking about that, and I think I would have been surprised. You know, deep down inside of me, I would have been surprised if you would have said yes.
Really?
Yes. Because like you said, you know, it's maybe a little bit too soon, and I'm very, you know. I mean, I totally understand.
So would you have taken back your proposal?
No. But I think, you know, subconsciously something was saying, you know, was not, you know, I would have been surprised you would have said maybe yes. And that's why I can understand exactly where you're coming from.
Knowing that you want to spend the rest of your life with me, though,
yes,
makes me feel so much closer to you. So much closer to you.
Okay. I think let's say that, you know, because I love you so much, I, you know, I can wait. There's no time frame. I I'm there for you. And as long as it takes, that's as long as I'm going to wait.
Isn't he incredible?
Damn, I lost the bet.
I love you.
I lost the bet. I put yes. She was going to say yes. What'd you put, Jeff?
I had no all along.
No, you didn't.
Liar.
Hey,
yeah,
you did. They took bets on whether I was going to say yes or not, French.
Hey, Crash and Michael. Crash and our intern Michael, the only one.
That said no?
Said no.
Hey, pal.
Yeah.
How do you feel about everything going down?
I feel like I love this guy, man. I mean...
Well, he's available to be married if you're interested.
You know, I was just going to ask that.
Oh, so now you're stepping into the ground. I see what's happening now.
And I think that since you're still in Aspen and I'm still here and it... I mean, we got past the point where it's just a vacation when we see each other now. Because we spent 10 days together doing, you know, daily stuff and me going to work. So I know what it's like to live with you. And it was... And you were my right hand. I didn't even need to think about, you know, somebody... And no, Bert. I didn't need to know.
Wow. Not that kind of right
Stop,
hand.
Stop, you guys.
Okay.
No, but it was... You know, you're like my right arm or my, like... You're just there. You're It's like you're meant to be with me. But I think with everything that you have in Aspen, your life there and my life here, I think we need to make sure that we can make that life, both of those lives, into one life together. And I think that takes a little while to do it, and you have to be careful about how you do it so it will last.
Yeah, I didn't say it that way, but that's a good point.
And Frenchie, if you're you know, not happy with this answer, I've got about 700 emails from women in Atlanta who would be more than happy to marry you at about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
If you can wait that long.
Frenchie, are you still going to look at houses here? Because I would like it, truthfully, if you would just stay with me when you come, if it's just if we keep trying it that way, because then we're together every single minute.
Yeah. We are together every single minute.
No, but I mean, if you got a place here and I still have my place, we, you know, it's there's still a separation. I want you to keep trying this and live
well,
with me.
Let's do that. Why don't we hold on, you know, on me being a house then?
Okay.
You know, and we keep on seeing each other as much as we can, and I won't bring the question of marriage. Until you are ready.
How about I propose to you next?
I would love that.
Would you?
That would be funny.
Watch him come back and say no.
I know.
Hey, Frenchie, this doesn't change anything as far as the relationship goes to you at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
I want you to know, too, that I did want to say yes. And that's why it was really hard for me to make this decision because I wanted to so bad. But I just think the right thing to do is to be really smart about it and be very cautious about it.
Yeah, the heart and the head always seem to be in an argument.
Yeah, they were. My God. It's probably why I didn't sleep and I felt so bad yesterday.
No, you know what? Mm. I totally understand.
Okay.
Bob, can you forward the 700 email, please?
I'll call you after the show.
Hey!
We'll be in touch, man, all right?
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too, Sherry.
She really was a sweetheart. She really was. The one part of that whole thing that seems to be missing for me, though, is when he initially proposed, what did she sound like on the air?
Didn't have that part.
Oh, it wasn't in there.
No. It was just, the way I found it was just like you heard it.
Ah, okay. So we must have run that in a best of somewhere.
Had to have.
Okay. It's The Bert Show.
This is The Bert Show.